My name is Ghost Guy Daniel, and today I'm going to be talking about the Dark Lady. You know, if I had a dollar for every time I talked about Hamilton's Custom House, I'd be a very rich fella. Hamilton's Custom House has to be, hands down, one of the most haunted places I've ever dealt with over the years. So much energy inside such a historic building, it fascinates me. So over the years, doing the tours inside the building, doing the investigation nights, also known as the ghost hunts inside the building, it almost got to a point where you could guarantee something strange would happen. Now, the reason for all this energy spans from the history of the building, going back into the 1800s, started out, of course, as a custom house. If you don't know what that is, a custom house charged customs for boats and goods entering a town or a city. You now have custom departments in border towns that border countries. But back in the day, I guess you had, before the railway, before automobiles and trucks, you had to have your custom department in every single town and city just to make sure, especially if there was a port. And Hamilton, of course, had a very prominent port. So it started out as a custom house, I believe, for about 20 years or so. Beyond that, they repurposed the building, serving as a school, serving as the city's first YWCA, serving as a social services agency, which was also known as an abandoned building with an open front door. And it was during that time that a lot of violent acts occurred inside the building. It was the Naples Macaroni Factory, it was a karate dojo, and today it is definitely taken care of as the Workers Arts and Heritage Center. This is a museum you can visit during the day, dedicated to blue-collar workers throughout all of Canada. And we knew right from the beginning that the main ghost of this building is considered the oldest known ghost in the very haunted city of Hamilton. This is a woman known as the Dark Lady. Now, her story dates all the way back to the 1800s, in a supposed poem that was written by a former custom worker, a fellow named Alexander Wingfield. And in the poem, it talked about this spirit that has supposedly haunted the city. Now, some say it was just an allegory for alcoholism, which may be true. But either way, it's the thought that if so many people believe something wholeheartedly to be true over a certain amount of time, which in this case is well over 100 years, almost 150 years, that can something be manifested from that? And that's the theory that we went on when running the tours through that building and all the amazing ghost experiences that happened in there. The one I want to feature for you today in the first ever Ghost Guy Daniel short show is an experience that happened to one of our former ghost guides. Now, if you've been on the tours back in the day, you could not avoid this fellow. Very handsome guy. His name was Ghost Guy James. Back in the day, with his flowing locks that poured out of his top hat like Niagara Falls. I was going to say like Niagara Falls. I just couldn't get through it. But let's just say he was very popular, especially with the ladies. So when Ghost Guy James was doing the tour, many people would come out and want to take part in this. And he did a lot inside the custom house back when it first started. This is going back to the early 2000s. And on one occasion, he was inside the building. Again, considered one of the most haunted buildings around. Definitely one of the top, if not the top one, in the city of Hamilton. And so we knew these experiences were happening, but Ghost Guy James, he never really had anything personal at this point. Now, moving forward, he would have more experiences. This is kind of the beginning of it, to introduce himself to the ghost of the building in a very extreme way. So James, he was preparing for his tour. So what he would do is he'd go into a room that was just off of the gift shop on the first floor. It's a room that had a large display in it, but nobody ever went into it because it was kind of off the beaten path. So our guides would usually go in there. They just sit in the back corner where they wouldn't be bothered, and they can mentally prepare themselves for going out and doing the tour that night. This is very important for all tour guides and actors to have that time to kind of calm yourself, get in the moment, I 100% do this before all of my tours as well. If you don't do this, sometimes you'll come and start the tour in an anxious or tense way, and then that tension will carry throughout. People will notice this, and it won't be as good as a tour. So the preparation time was very important. So he's in the corner of this room, just sitting there preparing himself, and all he heard was silence. I mean, he probably heard the muffled voices. The gallery doors were closed. You can barely hear it. Very heavy wood doors, so the sound doesn't come through, but it was mostly silence. And looking up beyond the display kiosk in the middle of the room, there's this shaft of light that's coming in, and within the light he sees the movement of a shadow. Now, it's no sound with that, it's just the shadow. It slowly spreads up and along the wall, doesn't look like anything at all. But he thought that maybe this was a person coming in to tell him it's time to start the tour. So he stood up to go and greet them, thinking it was the coordinator, and as he gets up, he then freezes, because the shadow then takes a shape. It rose up into the form of a woman. Now, not like in modern clothing as we know today, saying that she had her hair done up, she had a slender neck, and then her shoulders jet out, and they can see the torso. And kind of like the old Victorian dresses, you know how the top was kind of like a corset? And then underneath that, it would jet out into a puffed up dress on the bottom? That's the shape that the shadow took. So James fell back as the shadow then grew bigger. It was almost as if the woman was then walking into the room and coming towards him. And as it got right around to peer around the corner, that's when it faded away. Now James was dumbfounded, just sitting on the floor, staring at that beam of light that no longer has any shadow in it at all, and the minutes will pass very slowly, and that's when he hears footsteps. Now he's freaked out, he's ready to run, but then he hears the very familiar voice of the coordinator for the night calling out from the hallway, and what does she say but, it's time to start the tour. Now this is the very first episode of the new short episodes that I will be posting. As I mentioned before, I've now changed the show to be every 2 weeks. This is the full show. This is the main show that's about 30 to 40 minutes long. These short episodes will be posted, I assume, in the break week between the main ones. That's what I'm shooting for anyway. So that's what I'll go for. That's what I'll tell you right now. But think of it like a surprise. At least for the first little while, I'll just kind of test things out, see if it works. Think of it like I'm Santa Claus coming to you at Christmas. You don't know what kind of gift you're going to get. You're going to get a... Actually, you know what? That analogy doesn't work. Just think of it as the surprise from your loved one. Yeah, that's like a gift. I'm giving you this gift. Short, tiny little gift every other week. And this will break up the time between the main shows. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Anyway, that's the show. I'll talk to you soon.